When was the last time you did something for someone else without expectations, without no strings attached, without any conditions or preconditions, with no why to what you were doing? You were just doing what you were doing because that's what you were doing. On my better days, I want to be like that, to help and to give and to do it unconditionally. At least I think I do, because it's harder than it sounds. Because we live in a world where bargaining, exchange, and transactions rule. You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. We live in a world in which you pay for what you want. As the saying goes, there is no such thing as a free lunch. We're expected to return the favor, pay off the debt, or reciprocate in some way. In short, you get what you pay for. And we pay for all in all sorts of ways that have become commonplace and acceptable. For example, we exchange our time for money. We sacrifice our families for success. We trade our dreams for the practicalities of making ends meet. When we receive a gift, we feel indebted, obliged to return the favor, or at least send a thank you note. Even the best intentioned gifts can leave the recipient with an unintended debt of gratitude. How did it feel when you did not receive a thank you note or other acknowledgement after giving a gift? Or even better, have you ever argued over the lunch bill? You paid the last time. Oh, it's my turn. I'll get it today. You get it next time. I offer these not as criticisms of or judgment of how we live or what we do, but simply as an observation. An observation that there are thousands of ways in which we daily transact this so-called business of life. We need to loosen the stranglehold that it tends to have on us. We cannot always do everything for the payoff. Sometimes we don't. There are times when we do or need to do something simply for the sake of just doing it. Things like love and forgiveness and truth and hospitality and justice and compassion. In those times, there is no why. I think that's what's going on with Mary in today's gospel. She loves just because she loves. She anoints because she anoints. She fills the house with a lovely fragrance because she does. There is no why. There's nothing in it for her. It's unconditional, without measure or calculation. And it looks reckless and irresponsible. But she is not invested in a result, or she's not seeking a particular outcome. She's just doing what she's doing because that's what she's doing. Mary stands in contrast to Judas. Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor? Our reading this morning says Judas was a thief and he wanted it all for himself. I don't know what Judas' real motive was. Maybe he really did care for the poor and he wanted to help. Or maybe the gospel writer was seeking some kind of payback and revenge for Judas's betrayal. Whatever the case, Judas is calculating and practical. He wants to turn Mary's gift into a profit. He's an investor looking for a return. Judas has a why. In the business of our life, everything has a why. Life is calculable, and we become calculating, expecting a return on our investment, whether that investment is money or time or love or a good deed. So let's not draw any conclusions here about Mary or Judas. It would be easy to put them in opposition to each other. Mary good, Judas bad. Mary's right, Judas wrong. But here's the thing. I know there have been times when I have lived as a Judas, and times when I have lived as a Mary. Haven't you? That tension between the two is what sometimes keeps us up at night, calls us into question, and awakens us to how we truly, truly want to live. That tension is the call to be discerning and thoughtful about how we respond to others and how we engage life. That tension pushes us to look within ourselves at our motives, our desires. That tension reveals that Mary and Judas, gift and frugality, are interwoven, and each has the possibility of the other. It reminds us that the fragrance of life can neither be bought or sold. It's priceless. I don't know if we can ever truly live without a why in our life, but I know that that's the direction we should want to go. I know that's how I want to shape the remainder of my life. Don't you? Amen.